Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 19th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Dala. Masech de Kiddushin, Perek Sheini, Mishnah Yud. Last Mishnah, Perek Sheini. A Mekadish Bitrumis, a man who's Mekadish, a woman with Truma. That Truma, we're talking about either Truma Gedola, which is given to the Kohen, or Truma Smeiser, which is also given to the Kohen by the Levi, a tenth of his tenth. But he has this Maitruma and Maiser, and before he gave it to the Kohen, he takes it, and now he wants to give it to a woman to Mekadisha with it. Over Maiseres, and what about if he gives a Maiser? Now Maiser here is Maiser Rishon, which is given to the Levi, or Maiser Oni, from which we separate, in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, and that's the given by the to the poor. Now, this is not Maaser Sheni, because we learned previously about Maaser Sheni, Machlokes Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Meir was of the opinion that Maaser Sheni is called Momin Gavoya, is called Hashem's money, and therefore definitely a woman would not be Mekadeshes. And in fact, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. So here we're not talking Maaser Sheni, we're talking about Maaser Rishon. Over Matonis, or if a person gives the matonis. Now, matonis are the gifts of an animal that is shechted, an ordinary animal, cholin, that is given to the kohen. What are they? They are the zraya, they are the right foreleg, and the breast of the animal, and the and the kevod, and the maw, or the stomach. These are things given to the kohen. What happens if he gives it instead to a woman to be mekadisha with it? Over mechatos, or he gives her the waters that are drawn from the spring. These are fresh mayin chaim, as they call it, with the intention of putting the ashes of the pardum in it. And he gives her the ready-filled bucket. It's already full. Over efer chatos, or the ash of the chatos he gives her. In all these cases, harizum mekudeshes, she will be betrothed, she will be mekudeshes, ba'afilu Yisrael. And even if it's a Yisrael who's Mekadisha with one of these things, or the Levi's Mekadish, and even Yisrael's Mekadish with these things. In other words, he hasn't yet given it to the Kohen or the Levi. If the Kohen is Mekadish Nisha with his Trum or Maestros, there's no problem, it's his. Or if a Levi is Mekadish a woman with her Maestros, that's his bunny. Once it's given to him, he can do with it what he likes. So he can be Mekadish Nisha. But here the Chiddush is that even a Yisrael who is Mekadish Inisha and who can't eat the Truma and who can't eat the Maaser which is given, well, he has to first give it to the Levi. Even a Yisrael who has not yet given these gifts and instead decides to Mekadish Inisha with these gifts, she's Mekadeshes. Why is that? And the explanation is, as Rav Huna explains in the Gemara, because she has, or he has, the Tova Sandar. Any person, even Israel, has some sort of value that he owns in the Truma, in the Maestros, and that is namely the fact that he has the right to give it to any coin he wants, the Truma, and he has a right to give the Maestro Rishon to any labor he likes. That right, says Rav Huna, is worth money. That Tova Sandar is money. And when Yisrael gives that to the woman that wants Mekadesha, because that right may be worth a Shavah Pruta, or if it is worth a Shavah Pruta, she will be Mekadesha with it, because she now gets that right to give it to any coin that she favors, or any Levi that she favors and wants to give it to, or in the case of Masaroni as well. However, there's another pshat in the opinion. And that is the way Ulla learns the Peshat in the Gemara. And that is that Tovus Hanah, having the right to give it to any Kohen you want or any Levi you like, is not called money. It's not substantial enough to be called money. And therefore, if Yisrael is Mekadosh and Isha with the Trumas and Maestros that he separated from his Goren, from his threshing floor, she will not be Mekadoshes. So what is our Mishnah talking about? Our Mishnah seems to say that she is Mekadeshes. Ah, says Ulla. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where that Yisrael actually owned the Truma and Maaseres from a Yerusha, from an inheritance. And we're talking here about a case where her grandfather, her maternal grandfather, the father of her mother, was a Kohen. And the Kohen and the Yisrael now inherited from his grandfather. And not only that, but the Mishnah is talking about a case where she inherited the untithed produce, the tevel. In other words, it wasn't even, the truma wasn't even yet separated from it. There's truma embedded here, but it's not separated yet from it. And our Mishnah holds that any gifts that have not yet been separated are considered as if they were separated already, and therefore the trumas have already come and he's already inherited them from his maternal grandfather. When this Yisrael, who has inherited the tavel, the untithed produce, now sets aside trumas, they're his. He can't eat them, but they're his. And therefore, if he wanted to, he could sell it to a Kohen. Charge, normally not allowed to sell it to a Kohen. You have to give it. It's a free gift for them. But in this situation, because it's his owner, he owns it because of his grandfather was a Kohen, he could sell it to the Kohen. And therefore, if he uses this now to Bekadesh an Isha, a woman, she is Bekadesh. He's giving her something of value. And not only if he inherited the Trumas and Maaseres themselves from his grandfather, that he could mekadesh them, because they're for sure his, and he could sell the Kohen. But even if they're not yet separated, then that also is given. He also has they're considered his, and he could sell it to the Kohen as well. And if it's mekadesh an Isha, she'll be mekadesh with it. That's our most important word in our Mishnah. What about the waters of the Chatos? How can he mekadesh with the Chatos or with the Efer HaPara? Now, What ownership does a person have in the waters that he slept with the chatos? And the answer is he has in it the value that he can charge someone for filling the water. So if someone needed to matire himself or herself from the ash with the paraduba waters and the ashes, because he or she touched a dead body, it was temamais. This man, any man, can fill the water and offer to do so and charge a price for the filling of the water. Or charge a price for bringing the ash from place to place. It's a bother, it's time spent, and he can charge for that time. And that time will be worth more than the Shavaputta. So he, when he gives now the ashes of the Paraduma, or the actual water that's ready to be used for the paraduma, the ashes of the paraduma. If he gives that to the woman, to any woman, she's receiving a gift. She's getting a gift, namely what? That he doesn't charge her for filling the water. He's not charging her for bringing the ash from place to place. She will be mekadeshes. But what he cannot do is he cannot mekadesh her with the money or the time spent in doing the actual sprinkling for people at Tomei, or for the actual Kiddush. You can't say, I'm being Mekadosh you, Rachel, by not charging you for the time spent in putting the ash into the water, or for sprinkling the water on the people of Tomei, or if you feel Tomei. That he cannot do, because he's not allowed to charge for that. If you can't charge for that, so it's not worth any money. The only thing he can charge is for the filling of the water, or the actual bringing the ashes themselves. As we said, most Mefarshim seem to learn this way, and this is the way that Ullah learns in the Gemara. Mishnah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'emer l'chaveiro, a person who says to his friend, Tzei v'kaddish li'isha plangis, go and marry for me, a certain woman, Balach. The fellow goes, V'kitchel Atzmai. And he says, oh, this is a nice woman, I'm going to mekadesh her for myself. But he uses his own money. He doesn't use the principal's money. He basically completely ignores his principal's instruction and decides to marry this woman by herself, and she agrees. She has no idea of course, that it was sent, he was sent by another man. Mukadeshes, she is Mukadeshes to the second person. And even though maybe if she knew that the shlichus was, he was only a shliach for a person, maybe she wouldn't have married him in that case. It comes out he misled her. Doesn't matter. At the time, she agreed to be Mukadeshes to that man. He wanted to Mekadesh her. She is Mekadeshes. However, the Gemara does say that this is a very nasty piece of work. It's rebos. It's deceit. One cannot also to do that morally. It's repugnant. V'chein ha'omer le'ishav, similarly, if a person tells a woman, Hari at Mekadeshes li la'achar shleishim yom, you will be my wife after 30 days. So the Kiddushin is not effective until 30 days. And in the meantime, comes along someone and is Mekadesha within those 30 days. Mekadeshes Lasheni, she will be Mekadeshes to the second fellow. Because since at the time that he was Mekadesha, she was still a free woman, she's not yet, because the Kiddushin hasn't kicked in yet to the first. Therefore, the Kiddushin Sheni will be Chal. Bas Yisrael Lekoyen Toichal Batruba. If she was a Bas Yisrael, and she was the second fellow was a Kohen, and he came, let's say, only 5 or 6 days into the 30-day period, or straight away, Toichal Batruba. She can even eat Truma. Why? Well, that's normally the halacha. If a man marries, if Kohen marries a woman, she can eat Truma. The Chiddush here is that we don't say it's just a chumrah, it's just a precaution. But when we say she's Mekadeshes, we mean absolutely, completely. And there's no chash, there's no worry that about the first person's kiddushin, because it'll only be effective 30 days yonder, 30 days after that. So there's no problem at all about her eating truma in this situation. Now, this is the way that some learn in our Mishnah. There is a completely different girsa in the Mishnah, and that's the way the Rambam actually learns it. And his girsa, his edition has the words, not Bas Yisrael Kohen Toichal Batruma, but rather Bas Kohen Li Yisrael Toichal Batruma. That she was a Bas Kohen, her father was a Kohen, and the new husband was Yisrael, that she could eat Truma. Completely different pshat. What does it mean? The way these Rishonim learned, the Rambam, they learned the pshat. What happened is as follows. The Tanna of the Mishnah is going back to the first case. That, let's say, he said to her, Hari et Mekadeshes li lachar shleishim yom. He said to her, that you will be Mekadeshes to me after 30 days. Now, no one came in the meantime and was Mekadesha within those 30 days. But he said to her, it's effective, it's going to be effective after 30 days. In the meantime, she's still a Bas Kohen. She's not married to the Yisrael yet. Can she eat the Truma while she's in her father's house? Or do we say, well, Kiddushin has already been given to her, albeit not effective for 30 days? And the Mishnah is telling us, yes, no problem at all. She can eat the Truma because she's in the Rishus under the dominion, the jurisdiction of her father, the husband, and for that reason, and she's not married to the husband at all, and she can comfortably continue eating truma as a Bas Kohen. However, me'achshav ol achar shleishim yom, if he said to her that you'll be kedushas to me from now and until after 30 days, so he gave a somewhat ambiguous statement. He said from now and after 30 days. Meantime, another fellow comes along, and is Mekadesha within 30 days. So then the conclusion of that is Mekadeshes. We say that she's Sofik. It's a Sofik. We're not sure if the marriage will be effective or not. Why? What's the reason for the ambiguity? What's the problem? And the problem here is that we are in doubt that when the expression used, Me'achshav l'achar shleishim yom, was that a condition? In other words, was the condition that if he doesn't return within 30 days, that condition will then be, will be chal immediately? In other words, I want it to be ma'achshav, he wants it to be effective now, providing the condition of not returning within 30 days is met. But really, it's happening from the time that he gives a kiddushin. And therefore, the kiddushin of the second fellow is not mekadeshes at all. Well, there's no effect. Because once the 30-day condition is met, retrospectively, she's already mekadeshes to the second guy. That's one possibility. But there is another possibility. And the other possibility is that there was, in fact, chazor here, that, in fact, she retracted within Tachta Dibur from saying Achshav. He retracted. And basically what he is saying is that first initially he said Achshav, he wants it to be chal, he wants it to be effective immediately. And then he backs away and he says, no, I don't want it to be that way. He says, I don't want her to be mukadashis to me till after 30 days. And in that case, if that is the case, the kiddushin of the second fellow will be a kiddushin. Why? Because he only wants it to be effective later. And because of this sophic, she requires a get from both of them. Bas Yisrael Kohen or Bas Kohen Yisrael Lechol Truma. And in the case that she was a Bas Yisrael and the husband was a Kohen who gave a kiddushin, we have to worry maybe there's no kiddushin there, so it goes retrospectively to the first person who wasn't a Kohen, and she can't eat truma. Or Bas Kohen Yisrael Lechol Truma. Or in the case of the other way around, when she was a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, that means the one who gave a kiddushin was Yisrael, then she cannot eat truma. Why? Because if we say that it's not effective till later 30 days, then the Yisrael's kiddushin is going to make her not able to eat truma. She's now married to Yisrael. Because of this ambiguity, she cannot eat truma in either case. The kiddushin is hanging in the balance. It's a sophic.